Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Thanks for joining the show today. And today's show, we're going to go over the something a little bit different than we normally talk about. And that is really, we're going to go over the Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga video game. For those of you who are just joining our channel, we focus on a lot of things about Lego news, Lego investing, kind of some things to help you to get better deals when you're buying the Lego sets. And also we examine some of Lego past sets that and we see how they've done and performance. If you hold on to them for some time, you can make some money off it. I mean, it is called Lego investing if you're new to that. Before we get started though, if you're listening to us on our podcast, we'd love it if you could give us a positive review on whichever streaming channel you're listening to us on. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. All right, as I said, we're going to focus on the Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga. And this is a really fantastic game. It's coming out in April, right at the beginning of April. You don't want to miss it. You can pre-order it. It comes out on April 5th of 2022. So you can actually order it. If you go to, I have an article on all this at BrickFlips.com that I just posted out there that just kind of goes over some pre-order guidelines. There's some links for all the different types, whatever particular console that you have, and you can find those right on here. And I kind of go a little bit more in detail about some of the stuff that we're going to go over today. But really, what I want to focus on today is mainly to do with the some of the extra things that you get with the deluxe game. Now, the standard version game just comes with the game, and that is, I believe it's $59.99. But if you pay a little extra more, another $10, you can get the deluxe version, which I think, you know, as a Lego investor, it might be something that you might want to look into because there's some little extra little thing included with it. And we're going to go over that in here. So just what's included with the deluxe edition is that there you basically get the base game and then you get these character collection. It's a bundle pack. And this character collection is, it just has like different characters like the Mandalorian. They might have some other different characters in there that you can unlock in the game itself. So that has some sort of value to it as well. And then, but what we're going to look at is we're actually going to look at the minifigure today that's included and see if this is something that, you know, I'm going to get one for myself, for my personal collection, but I wanted to kind of deep dive into see what else is included in it. And if it's something, maybe I want to grab a few extra ones and maybe sell it later on. So we're going to take a look at that today. So first, I guess we can take a look. If you want to look at the minifigure itself, we can go right into it. The minifigure is Luke Skywalker, and he's drinking the blue milk, which is a Bantha blue milk. If you're into Star Wars, that's really kind of like not really iconic, but it's kind of something that you would notice that's different in there. This figure itself, it has been featured in a bunch of different sets in there, you know, so it's not a new figure, but what is exclusive to this is the actual milk mustache up here, the blue mustache that he has. Also, these pieces right here with the Bantha on there, that is definitely something that is different to this particular set. Is it something that would be worth getting, you know, a little extra? I mean, ultimately, you'd have to pay an extra $10 for the game to get it, which, you know, as a personal collection, yeah, obviously, you're going to do that if you're into Lego Star Wars. But, you know, am I going to get, is there some type of value that I can get out of this and maybe selling this later on? If you've never really sold anything before, then this probably isn't the way to start. I'm going to have to tell you that off the bat. Because what you have to do, I mean, if you buy a bunch of these games, you're going to get this these things, and you can basically take them apart, and you get the bag itself, the poly bag, and then you also get the game. Well, you're going to have to sell the game. You're going to have to sell this to somebody else and hopefully get your recoup some of your money back. Now, you're going to be up against a bunch of competition, and not to say for GameStop and all those other places that are selling it, there's going to be, you know, some competition with that. And I'm not saying discouraging you from doing that, because I sell games sometimes on Amazon. I do usually try to do it around Q4. That's mainly when I do it, because the demand is really high then and the supply just can't keep up with the demand. So if you want to take a gamble, I would say, you know, get a couple of them, and that's, you know, maybe I would just start with that. I wouldn't really go all in if you're just starting out, because you really have to be able to absorb the cost of the game, and you're going to have to hold on to it and hopefully sell it. And you're probably not going to sell it for this price. That's kind of where you're looking at, like, is this really going to be worth, like, buying this? And how many of these things did Lego actually make? Are we going to find these somewhere else out there? The other thing that I, you know, you really want to look at too, when you're seeing if a particular minifigure is worth it. So we'll just see, we'll say we'll give Luke a $10 value on the minifigure. Now, obviously there's the thing that you might be able to sell the game for the cost of the standard version. I think that's probably the most realistic thing, and you just give them the character packs and whatever else codes are in there. You can do that, and that way there you at least are out $10. So you got $10 invested in this figure. So let's look at Luke Skywalker and see how many minifigures there are. So if you've never been to BrickLink, this is a site that kind of breaks down all the sets, and it's a marketplace for parts and sets and just the little things, everything with Lego. So it does a great job of kind of breaking things down and telling you what's in there. But really, if you just do a search on Luke Skywalker, you'll notice there's over 50 of them. Now, I haven't really done a lot of research on other characters in the Lego kind of world, but I'm going to tell you right now, that's a lot. That's a lot of characters for any particular character. I mean, so there's a lot of different ones in there. Now, the good thing about it is that there's somebody out there that's collecting all of these, and they want to complete their collection, so they're going to want to get the other one as well. There's going to be a number of those, but there's going to be a very small subset of those type of people. So most people that might be looking at it, they're going to say this is the cool factor because he's got blue milk. I missed out on the video game. They just didn't make any more. Whatever. I mean, that's what happened. So if I really kind of dove into some of these other Luke Skywalker ones, and I didn't go through all of them, so I mean, definitely go through and see other ones. But the majority of them, they were only worth like $3 or $4. And what that tells me is that the demand and the supply are definitely not there. So in other words, the supply is either way too big, there's way too many of them out there, which that's probably the case for this. Because you got to figure Luke Skywalker and say maybe Darth Vader are the two iconic figures that are going to be in any Lego Star Wars set that's going to be in their collection. So I think that's really where that is. There's probably a very huge supply of these, and the demand is just not meeting up with that. Now, there are a couple of figures that did do pretty well. So this one right here is the Luke Skywalker on Dagobah system. It was in a couple of sets in here. There's, you know, you can go in and take a look at those sets, but that one is going for about $43, $50 now. I mean, if you wanted to get it used, you know, it might have some cracks in it. So obviously, you know, I think it's a little bit higher. I think 78. But if you want to get somebody from the United States, it's going for $100. So that's pretty good. I mean, that's really good for a minifigure to get that high in there. So it was only in two sets, and you know, it's fairly old. I mean, this came out in 2003 though. So just think about that. That was like over 20 years ago almost. To hold on to a figure for 20 years to get $100 is probably not something that you want to do. This figure, this is the Cloud City one. This one, as you can see, is going for a lot of money, over $300, you know, $600, depending on what it is, new. I mean, you can get it $400. And this is the one from the Cloud City, which is a very rare set. It's the original Cloud City Star Wars set that came out in 2003. Again, this is over almost 20 years old. So, but this set was very rare. It wasn't a really hoarded set, or it wasn't a set that was available too long. This one is a little different than that, but for the most part, you're probably not going to get a lot of money for that minifigure. So I don't know. But the other thing I wanted to let you guys know that some of the other retailers are actually including some other things in there. They have a pre-order bonus if you get from GameStop. And you know, I mean, GameStop's cool, but this thing is only worth like $7. So let's just call it what it is. I mean, you can buy the same thing. If you didn't get this before, it's only $7. It's not something I would be getting like five of these just to get the bonus. And I don't even think they can do that on there. But I wanted to at least make you aware that they have that. And also, there's a Best Buy has a steel box collector's edition that you can take a look at, and that looks pretty cool. That's maybe I would get that for myself. But you know, as far as investing in this stuff, I mean, this is not something I would really put my money into. I might get, you know, maybe one or two more myself, just to see what happens. I hope I'm wrong, because I'm sure somebody is saying this guy is completely wrong and he gets like 15 of them or whatever, and you sell them and great, and you make some good money. I hope that you do. I mean, I'm certainly not rooting against you, but I personally am not going to be getting too many of these after I've looked at it. I just don't think the minifigure is really unique enough, other than this milk thing on here, which I just don't think that's going to be a huge value, I think. And down the road, yeah, maybe 10 years from now, when people lose all their stuff, kids lose their things, and there's less of these, yeah, you might get a little bit extra money over like maybe another figure that's kind of the same. But for me, I don't really see too much value in investing in this. I'd rather invest something else into some of the other newer sets that are really probably going to appreciate much more than this. If you're eager to try to sell this, or if you just don't want to buy the video game itself, I mean, this guy in Poland is trying to sell this thing for $135 on eBay. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe somebody will make some money off it. Who knows? But that's probably not the case. And just so you know, if you're on eBay, that people can list it for a particular price, but that doesn't mean that it's going to sell for that price. That price is nobody's probably going to buy it. Although it is out before everything else, so maybe somebody that just doesn't really care but is going to buy it, but I doubt it. Well, hopefully that's helped you out. If you could, please give us a like on this video. Also, subscribe to this video as well. And then take a look at our website at brickflips.com, and we have some just some more information. We go a little bit more in detail about this particular saga video game that you can pre-order now, and to see if it's something for investing in. Well, I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.